Let's begin. So this is actually a very, very interesting sugya, and actually presents the perils of learning something that is not really found in the Talmud Bavli. So here we go. We have seen this term a few times, but we haven't really focused on it, and that is the term min hamukaf. So that it has to be from a collection, meaning a challah has to be. When you take challah, it has to be from mukaf literally means surrounded. It has to be from an entity, from one entity, which I don't think we're going to get to the answer tonight, but this is going to present problems for our tevel dough system. That's sort of where it's heading. But the tour here says in Shin Chaf Hei Sif Beis, this all seems simple enough. V'meish b'chol isa kishir v'rotza lahafrish mizu alzu. If all of the isos have a shir, meaning last week we discussed combining those that don't have enough of a shir, that don't have enough of a measurement, and how are they collected, or if they possibly do connect later on, in order to create the measure that's required for challah. That was last week. That's Shin Chaf Hei Sif Aleph. Sif Beis then says, "Niyesh b'chol isik ashir." Let's say you have multiple doughs that all do have a shear taken off. Rotzal hafrish mizu alzu, and you want to take off from one on another. Ein tzarach lo tziruf kli v'lo negia el rak shishteim lefanav mafrishin mizu alzu. You don't need to have them touching one another. You don't need to have a kli connecting them. You don't have to have them in the same kli. Rather, they both just have to be in front of you. Okay? So that seems simple enough. The Beis Yosef here also seems pretty simple. The Beis Yosef here says, Kein kasav harash, in Beis on the bottom here, it says, Kein kasav harash, behilchos chala, dahad matzrichin negia, o tzirif sal, the idea that you actually need them touching, or a tzirif sal, honey mili, beis isos she'ein b'chol achas kashir. That's if you have two doughs that don't reach a shear. Neither one has a shear. Aval litro min hamukaf, afilu negia lo bite. But if it is in a collected area, even you don't even need to have them touching. Rakshi use simuchos zulzu. They just need to be close to one another, as we learn in Meseches. This is a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. Gabe kankanim shel yayin hasmuchim zel lezeh ad shelo gefen torim umeiser mizeh alzeh. That we have, if you have bottles of wine that are close to one another, if the wine hasn't yet had trumos and meisers taken off from it, you could take one from the other. So if you have a case of wine, a case of several bottles of wine, and they haven't yet had meiser taken off from it, you could take part of one of the bottles and separate that, and that would be meiser sheni, and the rest of it, you have a case of 10 bottles, all right, and you haven't taken off Meiser, and you haven't taken off Meiser, so you could take one bottle and say, this is going to be my Meiser Sheni bottle, and the rest of them would be good. Even, right, you don't have to take 1/10 out of each bottle. Taking one bottle would be sufficient. That's what that Mishnah seems to be saying. V'deloka sefer, right, v'chei mashma divrei Rambam. That's how the Rambam paskins as well. V'delo, and not like the sefer atruma, shekastu dechashosa beis isos ketanos, if you have two small doughs, right, tzarech tziruf kli v'negia zumizu. You actually need them to either be in the same kli or you need them touching. V'imehin gedolos kishir b'chol achas ein tzarech. But if they're large, they don't need that. Rak latesam b'kli. They just have to have them in a kli below without touching. V'yotzi mi'achas v'yiftur chaverta. That's right. Not like the truma, who seems to say sefer trumas, which seems to say that they do need to be in the same kli. U'mikol makom hamat isa sheyikro la shem chala. That small amount which we're going to call chala. Yiga el echad mi isas gedolos b'shas kriyas shem touches one of the large isos. Oh, shema b'chalas chutz la'aretz ein tzarech mukaf. Or maybe in chalas chutz la'aretz you don't require this at the time when you call it. V'tzir mikol makom yasekate liftor me'achas chaverta ad kan v'chol hani rebusa delo kavase. Right, all the following is not like that opinion. So that so it seems like we would then so here we seems to have the Rush Rashi. He seems to be favoring the first opinion, Rush Rashba Rambam. That seems to cover enough for him to say that that if you even if you don't have a shear together, so long as they're in front of you, so long as in their same place, that should be okay. Now you can just see here in the bottom The Sif Yudalit here, it says Uvir Hagra Kan Kasav Uvdin Ze Nistavchu Gaone Olam Ayin Tosus Dinida Dir Masu Makefes Uchulin. So we're going to see that inside. But the Gra here says, on this issue, all the Rishonim got it wrong. which is a pretty amazing statement for anybody to be able to say. But that the Gra is not happy with this. So we'll see what his problems are. So if we go to, I think the next page is the page is from Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Right, so Shin Chaf Hei Sif Beis. So the top of the page, Shulchan Aruch says very simply what we just said. Imish b'chol isa kishir v'rotza l'hafrish mizu alzu. If each isa has a shir and you want to separate one for the other, ain't tzarech lo tzir of kli v'lo negia elakevet sheshtem l'fun of mafrish mizu alzu. You don't need to have them in the same kli. You don't need to have them touching one another. Rather, so long as two of them are in front of you, you could be mafrish zu alzu. We haven't really we don't really define even what in front of you are, but we don't need as long as they're as long as they're in the ballpark, as long as they're we'll see. It seems like it should be in the same house, in the same building. That would suffice to consider them the same unit in order to be mafrish chala from them. Okay, so that seems to be, at first glance, seems to be the position of Shulchan Aruch. So if we just want to extend this to our scenario that we've been talking about of the Tevel Do system or the Tevel Matzah system, so what do we do? We have a big bowl of dough that sits in the freezer, and every day we say that whichever part of the northernmost part of that dough that has not yet had been used for challah is hereby going to be called challah over all of this dough that I have in front of me, right? Over all the dough that is being made today. So all of the pretzels that are being made today are going to, the challah for that is in the freezer, right? So that seems so... How does that then fit in with this halacha? So first of all, we would say the amount in the freezer is a shir challah, right? Probably is actually, right? Is a shir challah, and you and it's in front of me, so I'm taking the challah off of that for this, which is in front of me, right? So far, so good. Okay, anyone? Good. Okay. Comes the Gra here on the bottom and says right here, you can see, Kain Kasav HaRashvat, the Gra is there, Sifches, Beis. Right, Kain Kasav HaRashvatur, he says, Uvedin ze nistavchu ga'onei olam. Right, all these go made a mistake, Ayin Tosus Denida, Zayin Amar Alet, Yumasu Makefes, Varasham B'mastisin, Das V'tosus D'psachim Em Vavam Beis, right, Tosus D'Rascha Hoel, Varashu Mordechai Sham, Uvesefer Trumos, Harich Bazem Ha'od, Ayin Sham, Mikom Makom, Divrei HaRash Hein Iker, Umasnis in the paragimel, the mashakasav misiaso ad shalo gefen, the chinkasav harash sham ayin sham. Okay. So he quotes all of these Meir Makomos that you need to examine before figuring this out. Can't say I did all of that. But he says, Umashakasav is sof parag bays, vinosain pachos kide sheyitol, kvar kasav yerushalmi sham mishum demakbid al taruvosan. Okay, so you have to quote a Yerushalmi because you're machbit about the mixture. So before we figure that out inside, so I actually showed you. I think the next page is the next two pages are pages from the Yerushalmi. Right? Am I correct? So that is Perek Bees. What?
Yeah,
right. So Yerushalmi, okay, so Perek Beis, so you see on the, all right, so it says Halacha Beis Masnisin, Halacha Gimel Masnisin. This is actually, these are the divisions of the Mishnayos in the printed Yerushalmi don't necessarily match up the Mishnayos. So we're actually going to, it's actually Mishnah Ches, right? When you open up a Mishnayos, so this is going to be, Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches of Maseches Challah, which begins five lines from the bottom of that page, right? So it says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, or Eliezer Omer, so Nitlis min ha-tahor al ha-tameh, that you could take tahor off of tameh. So if I have two big doughs, one of them is tahor and one of them is tameh, right? And I want to give this to the Kohen, and for the Kohen to eat it as challah, it needs to be tahor, right? So I'm going to take off challah from the extra challah from the tahor dough, in order to give that to the Kohen, and then I will be Yotze not only on the Tahor dough, but on the Tamei dough. Okay? That's what he wants to do. So Rabbi Lazer says, Nitlus mina Tara al Tamei. Ketzad, how do I do that? So Isa Tahora vi Isa Tamea. So I have in front of me a Tahor dough, and I have a Tamei dough. So Notel kedei chala mi Isa shelo horma, chalasa, the no same machos pachos mi kibetza beemtza kedei sheyitol min hamukaf. So Rabbi Lazer comes along and says, I know what you should do. You should take a small piece of dough from the Isa that has not yet been taken off, and put less than a kibetza in the middle between those two doughs. So I have a tahor dough and a tamei dough, right? And I want to take a little bit off of the red. I want to take off double from the red in order to be yotze both the tahor and the tamei. So he says I should take a tiny amount, less than a kibetza. Why less than a kibetza? Because less than a kibetza is less than the amount that would transfer tuma. So I take less than a kibetza and I put it between the two of them, right, in order to connect them, and then I take the challah off. That's what Rav Eliezer says to do. And then it concludes by saying the chachamim osrim, and the chachamim say you can't do that. Why can't you do that? So because they're afraid that you're going to cause tahor stuff to become tamei, right? But what do they both seem to say? In order for me to take tahor dough off of tamei dough, I need to get them to touch a little bit, right? So based on what we just said, why do I need to get them to touch a little bit? Right? If it's min hamukaf, if it just has to be in front of me, so why do I need them to touch? Right? That is the question on this Mishnah. So for that, you could turn to the Yerushalmi on the next page. On the page Yud Dalet here. So you have those two dots, two lines from the end. And there he says, Ve'ein habayis mitzdarif. So the house does not join them together. Now, I don't think those words actually appear in the Mishnah. Right, but that is the assumption is that just being in front of you, just being in the same house, that is not enough to join them together. So Ve'ein habayis mitzdarif. So the house does not join them together. So says the Yerushalmi here, says, Davershu makbid al taruvaso, ein habayis mitzdarif. So he says, why is it that the house does not join them together? So the Yerushalmi says, well, because I am makbid on them joining together. Meaning, I don't want the tahor and the tamei things to mix, because then the tahor stuff will become tamei, right? So I don't want that to happen. So when is it that I say that anything in front of me, anywhere in the house, could join together? Really, probably a better translation of the house would be room, but anything within the room can join together. That's when I don't care if they get mixed together. They're all on the same level. They all have the same status, right? It's a bunch of a bunch of matzahs that just came out of the oven that are now laying, you know, that are all around together in the room. And now I want to take some challah for all of those matzahs. They're all the same matzahs. They're all fine. So that's when we say that the house connects them. But if I have some reason that I actually don't want them to be mixed together, and the extent of that I don't know. You know, the example here is because one's tamei and one's tahor, but I want to avoid them being together. Them just being in the same room is not sufficient, right? That's not going to be enough for us to take one off from the other. Okay, so that is what the Yerushalmi here says. If you want to see at the bottom here, the Pnei Moshe seems to explain this, right? He asked the question, right? The Gemara here says, Ve'in habayis mitzdarif. So he says, Bitmia, about five lines from the bottom there. He says, Bitmia. He says, Hakaimelon dafilu imunachem v'vayis echa mitzdarif. He said, what are you talking about? We learned that if it's all in one house, then they should join together. Osen shihu minamuka, v'tori mizel zeh. The trumos, parakimel. They basically el the parak bays the trumos, perus hamufuzarim, right? And we brought earlier from trumos parakimel, Vevesil el parak beis. The truma is peres hamufuzarim betocha bayis. That if you have fruits, this is in the realm of truma. But if you have fruits that are spread out within a house, o shtei meguros shebayis echad. Or you have two baskets or something, right? They're in one house. Tori mi achas al kol. You could take one for the other ones. Rabbi Eliezer is really, and he tells me natara al tamei. So Rabbi Eliezer says you could take tahor for tamei stuff. Amei mahadir sheyitin pachus mikibetsa beemtza. Why is he telling us to put this small dough ball in between them? Kdei sheyitul minamukaf, in order for it to be combined. Hafil bevayisachara harehu minamukaf. Even if it's in one house, it should be considered to be minamukaf. So, I mean, I could answer and say, well, they weren't inside, they were outside. But if it was inside, that would be okay. But the Gemara does not answer that. Rather, the Gemara says, Umishani, so he answers, Davershu, Makbid al Taruvaso. If I'm Makbid on the mixture, Ein Habayis Mitzdarif also. Then the house does not join them together. She Karoi Min Hamukaf, Vishain Makbid, etc. The Khan in here, Ho Va'achas Tamei, Va'achas Tahora, since one is Tamei and one is Tahor, also so could Davershu, Makbid al Taruvaso. So therefore, it's something that we're Makbid about. We're Makbid that they not get mixed together. Ein Habayis Mitzdarif, Shehe Min Hamukaf, and the house does not join them together in order for them to be Min Hamukaf. Okay, so that is number one. So now, very good. So now we turn to our case here of our, of our dough ball. So has this upended our chance of using the Meiser system? So l'chora, it has not, right? This is fine, right? Because in the case of the dough ball, I have a frozen dough and I have a fine dough, but it's the same dough, right? And if it gets mixed together, I don't really care. I just need to give it time to defrost. So therefore, if it's, so long as it's in the same building, as long as they're, you know, sort of within the same general vicinity, so I should be able to take challah off for the other one, right? That is the first step. However, then the Gruch continues and says, yeah, but not so fast, because there's other scenarios as well. He says, so if we go back to the Gruch, so back on page 2.
They don't have to be exactly smucha, there's always like in the same building. Is that what you're saying?
If I am not makbid on them getting mixed together, it sounds like, so long as they're in the same, I say same building, the truth is it might be same room. I mean, when we say something is a bias, so a bias can mean room, it could be, and the truth is, a lot of these, like a freezer, a walk-in freezer, might be considered a separate room. But at least, you know, in terms of defending the practice, let's just say it's in the same house, and therefore it should be permissible. Because we're about to have bigger problems for the system. That's the least of our problems. Okay? The bigger problem is then what comes next. Because the Gra says, so back into the Gra, so about four lines into the Gra, we just said, HaRashva, HaRashva, Sefer Trumos, V'nei, Ava'er, he says, I'm going to explain the Gimel Dinim Bazeh. There's really three different halachos when it comes to this. Imhem belo kli klal, ein tzarach afilu negia. He says, if there is no kli at all, they don't even need to touch. Va'afilu rechokim habayis mitzarfon. Even if they're far away from each other, the house joins them together. V'imhem betoch kli, and if they're in the same kli, upsuchim milmala, Tsrichim hakafa, but if they're in the same kli, and they're just open at top, so then you actually do need to join them together. V'hu kiruv v'negias kelim adadi v'zem min hamuchach kemo ein makifin shtei chavios v'chemo shekasev Rashi v'sof parek kishem. Okay, he says, but if they're in separate kelim, so then they actually need to be touching one another. So where does he get this from? So it's developed later on, but this is taken from a Tosefta in Maseches Trumos. So I think that's the next page, page 5. This I would not have been able to give this put this together without the Rabbi David Cohn's Sefer here. At least certainly not in one day, but. He lays this out very nicely. So in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes of the Tosefta, so I think that's page 5 in the sources.
Yep.
So you see Tes, I have a little bit of an underline there. So he says, Chamisha Tziburin Begoren, Torimi Echad Al Hakol. That if you have five Tziburin, you have five, sacks, I guess,
collections.
Yeah, collection items, something like that. In a greenery, right? Torim mi echad al hakol. So one, you could take truma from one off of the rest, right? So this is not in the realm of challah. This is in the realm of trumos. So you could be torim one on the rest. So Amar Rav Yehuda, imasai. When is that? Bizman sheikra goren kayim. Einikar goren kayim torin mikol echad ve'echad. So long as the main goren still is there. Not sure what that's referring to. If that's not the case, so then you'd have to take off of each one separately. But then he says, hichlis peirosav letoch beso. Now, once the fruit are brought into your house, afal pishahein mufuzarin torin mi echad alakol. But if they're in your house, so then you could take from one off of all of them. Shtei miguros balia achas. Torah mikol achas va'achas. And if you have two meguros, though, in one aliyah, you could take one off the other. Second tevuos va'guli devela, v'dogios shel grogos kulam ba'kafa achas tormin umayisri mizeh alzeh. So then you have these other mixtures that are in one hakafa, so then you could take meiser off of one from the other. But what is he saying here? So if you have the fruit that are spread out in the house, so that's when you could call the house as the hakafa. But if you have them in separate baskets within the house, so then the baskets need to be collected into one place. Okay? This is in the realm of truma. Okay? So now we have a problem, right? Because if you have these in kalim, right, what's he saying? He's saying if it's all spread out, if you just have them all over the floor, if you're in a greenery, so the it's all just laying out there, so fine, I could take from one part and count that for another part. But if I have them in separate kalim, so that then becomes a bigger problem. Then I actually have to have them being mukaf. I actually have to have them being more connected to one another, either contained within a kli. It sounds like contained within a kli. I need to have them more all in front of me. So that now is a bigger issue, because now usually these dough, I don't just have the dough sitting there. The dough gets put in a bag, right, and gets separated. But if they're in separate things, separate kalim, so it sounds like they need to be more mukaf. It sounds like they have to be more connected to one another. So that's still not the biggest issue, right? And then the gra turns. So then back to, a couple of pages to the gra, and he says, "Oh, and by the way, v'hu karo v'niyas kelim adadi v'zemina mukaf kamo in makifin shtei chavias kmoshkas of Rashi etc. V'im heim stumin afilu negia lo mahani v'chemoshkas of paragimol de meiser sheni ashlo gefen v'chule." He says, "If they are sealed, so even them touching one another is not going to work to count as them as being min hamukaf, as we see from the mission meiser sheni regarding the wine." What's that story regarding the wine? So the truth is the same Mishnah as quoted earlier. But did I put on the page from Kahati? What did I on page 8? Is that what I did? I think so. It's sort of all spread out, so this way I could get it all on one page.
Page 6, I think.
Yeah. So in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. So right, the left side is Mishnah Yud Gimel, but Mishnah Beis is on the right side, where he says, it says ad shelo gafan. Gafan is being corked, right? So torah mi achas alakol. That before you cork it, you could be torah from one bottle on the rest of them. Umishagafan, but once it is corked, torah mi kol achas va'achas. So then you need to take each one off of one from another one, right? As we see, right the. So the Kahati for this is on the left side of the page, where he says Torah mikol achas v'achas mikol kankan v'kankan l'chud. Why? She called kankan chashuv k'davar b'ifnei atzma, because each bottle is considered like its own thing. Ve'inu yachul litro mi'echad al shar kankanim, and you can't be torim from one on the rest. Shezek k'torim shelo mina mukaf ein mafrishin truma ela mina mukaf. And only mafrish truma mina mukaf ha'inu mina samach v'karov l'tevel. Right, that which is close to the tevel, and therefore these things have to be. And if they're corked, so then they're not going to be considered right next to each other. So the gra lines up all of these things. Mishnah and Truma, a Tosefta, Mishnah and Meiser Sheni, a Tosefta in Truma, a Yerushalmi in Maseches Challah, and says, huh, you see, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he says you can't just say like, oh, as long as it's in the same building, that's okay, because you learned some Mishnah someplace in Challah. That's not sufficient, right? You actually need to, once you go further, you'll see that there's actually different things depending on how spread out these things are. So if we were just to learn this page, we would say, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. So we have Machlokas Mechaber in the Gra. And we would try to, we'd sort of try to figure out a way to defend the Mechaber, right? We kind of say, well, the Mechaber, you know, the Mechaber knew Toseftas, and I mean, I might not know every, you know, Mishnah in Zrayim, but the Mechaber did, right? And he would have to do it, all right? And there must be some answer. So you can work on figuring out that answer. The only problem is that it seems like the Mechaber himself recognized this issue and Paskin this way as well. Not here in Maseches Challah, but a couple pages later in Halachos Trumos. So if you go to Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, which is I think on page the next page in the source speech, right on page right. So Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chaf Hey.
That's page 7.
Okay, so in Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chaf Hey. So Challah was recognized as being Lamaisa in Chutzlar. So therefore, the Torah wrote several simanim having to do on Halachos Hafrashos Challah. Trumos, the Torah was living in Chutzlaritz, so he only wrote one little simon on Maseches Trumos, and the Mechaber who lived in Eretz Yisrael had to just work off of that one little chapter. So it goes up to Sif Kuf Mem Vav. So Simon Shin Lamed Aleph has 146 sifim in it because he needed to put all of Hilchos Trumos into one section because it was Lamaisa. For him, it was Lamaisa. He was living in Tzvat, right? So so in Simon Chaf Hei, right, which is, barely a fifth of the way into the section, into the Simon, he says, Ein tormin truma gedola el mina muka, right? So the same thing when we talk about mukaf, when we talk about, combining different things into one group. So the same way you got to figure out when you take off challah, what are you permitting by taking off the challah? You also have to figure out what you're permitting by taking off a little bit of truma, right? So is it just the pile, just when it was touching, whatever else is in the house, right? So therefore, it seems like it should be the same halachos. So it comes here and he says, Ein tormin truma gedola elamin hamukaf ketzat, for what? Right? Let's say you have 50 sa in one house and 50 sa in the other house. So lo yafrish me'achar mehen al shteim. You can't take one for both. Okay? Because they have to be im hifrish shalom min hamukaf, truma sa truma. But if you did, it would actually work b'di'evad. V'hu sheyia hamufrash shamur. So long as it's all watched. But if you see a barrel of oil or a barrel of wine breaking, and you say, oh, I want that to be my truma for what's in my house, right, lo amar klum, that's meaningless. V'nira li, he says, however, d'vizman hazeh, d'l'ivur azla, v'vnei hatuma, truma su truma. He says, but I think nowadays, where all the stuff is li'ibud anyways, I mean, what do you do with the truma that you separate? So it's not eaten by kohanim. It's gotten rid of, or in some cases it gets given to the biblical zoo or the Natan Slifkin's museum in Beit Shemesh, right? It gets given to a kohen and he's allowed to get hanah from it. But it's li'ibud anyway, so therefore that's okay b'zman hazeh, but back in earlier that wouldn't be okay. Then he says in Chavav, Peiros hamufuzarim besoch habayis. Let's say you have fruit spread out throughout a house, oshte maguros, or two piles. Peiros mekomos shemachnisin behen peiros meinyan yagirhu becharmo. All right, a place where you collect the fruit shebevayis echad. Right, torim meechad al hakol. You could take from one off of the rest. Next. Saki tavua v'igule devela. Now, if you have a package of wheat and igule devela, or these fig cakes, v'chavio shel grogros, or one's a fig cake and one's the other one.
Dates.
A date date cake. I don't know. Right? Im hayu behekifa achas tor mi echar al kol. If they are in one thing, meaning if these are already sort of collected as being individual kalim, so then if they're in one place together, then you could separate one from the other. But then he says, chavius shalostam, espihem tor mi echar al kol. If you have barrels that were not sealed, so then you can be torn from one on the rest. Mishayistam, but once it is sealed, torim mikol echad ve'echad. So then you can be torim from one on the rest. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch here seems to be laying out, right, the same divisions that the Vilna Gaon had. All right, so it seems like he does agree with the Shita of the Gra that you're going to have to, that you would, you know, depending on how these mixtures are, that would define whether it is mukaf or not. And so then how do you explain the very simple reading that he had in Hilchos Challah? Well, okay, that was a standard. I don't know, a standard that it's all sort of in one area or something like that. But this seems to be what would be Mi'ikar HaDin. Now, there's an interesting comment of the Shach here, the Shach in Nun Beis, adds in. He says, the Chashit, right, Torim Mi'echad, right? If you're Torim from one, on the other ones, the chashiv kemukaf, the chen chavios, and so two barrels, shalostam, that were not sealed, espihem, chashvi kemukafin, that's considered to be mukaf together. Aval misha yistam, espihem, inan kemukafin, but once it's sealed, they're not considered together. Vafiluhin bevayis echad, torim kol echad ve'echad. And even if it's in one house, you'd be torim from one on the, you have to be torim from each and every one that is separate. So in Rabbi Cohen Sefer, he actually looks at this. He says, hey, what is the Shach saying anything different than the Mechaber here? Right? The Shach just seems to be repeating what the Mechaber says. Right? The Shach isn't arguing. It just seems to be laying out the similar categories. So he suggests that if you look here, that I sort of skipped over it, but you see, there's part of it that's smaller than the rest of it, right? Where it says sake tavua, right? V'igula devela v'chavio shel grogos imhem kefa achas tor mi'echad ala kol, right? That's actually category number two, right? If you have sacks of grain and they're in one place, so then you could be torn one on the other, but if they're spread out, you can't. So apparently in the first edition, the early editions of the Shulchan Aruch, that line isn't there. It got stuck in later. I think he said, Rabbi Cohen said, the earliest edition of the Shulchan Aruch that exists is like from the 1650 or something like that, which probably predates the Shach. So it could be the Shach was missing part of that. Now, who added it in? Is it that they discovered an old manuscript and added it in? Now, it happens to be the Rambam spells out these three divisions. But it could be that the Shulchan Aruch would disagree with those three divisions. I mean, you could beyond the purview here, but you could work out a way to say that the Mishnah disagrees with the Tosefta, and therefore we're going to pick one over the other, but you don't necessarily have to lay it out the way that we had. So it's unclear whether the Mechaber himself did or not. So it could be that the Shach is disagreeing with the Rav Yosef Karo, paskening like the Rambam, that we have these three different categories, and whoever sort of adjusted Rav Yosef Karo added that line in because he figured he passes like the Rambam, even though in fact maybe he didn't. Okay. Anyways, that is a interesting side note for those interested in, you know, for the printing history people and who had what manuscripts and stuff like that. So this apparently is a pretty key instance of that. Okay. So anyways, with that in mind, so with all this in mind, you're left with an issue with our things, because if we, how could it be that we're separating, taking challah off of one thing for a different dough over there, when often it's going to be in either, certainly it's going to be in separate kalim, and probably even going to be sealed off one from the other, at least the way that we normally set it up, right? Now you could say, well, as long as you leave it open a little bit, it's okay, because maybe we pass in like Rav Yosef Karo and leave that distinction off in the middle. As long as it's not sealed, it's considered to be connected. But he points out that the Mishnah Berurah actually paskins like the Gra. That's no surprise. The Mishnah Berurah actually is this is I figured learned this, figured it out recently, that the Mishnah Berurah is actually a big follower of the Gra, even though he doesn't make such a big point of it. Apparently, never is not a great term, but he almost always invokes the Gra and never actually rejects the Gra, or never actually says, like, oh, we don't paskin that way. He always invokes the Gra in order to paskin that way, and in his Hilchos, Hafresha Schala is no different. Now, as we pointed out a few times already, the Mishnah, we keep pulling out this simon in the Mishnah Berurah, right? There is one simon in, or like maybe two simons in simanim in Hilchos Pesach that deal with the making of matzah and the separation of challah. So this actually comes up in one of them. So if we take a look here on page Simon Tuf Nun Zayin, page Nun Dalad here in Hilchos Pesach, it says the din anhagas hachallah b'isa matzah, right? The separating of challah when it comes to the matzah thing. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, right, we said that you shouldn't have too large of a thing, right? Umutav she'imayitba, and you should have a smaller dose when it comes to matzah. Therefore, you bring the various isas together in order to separate challah. She'yishku zubazu. Actually, it sounds like touch one another.
Yeah.
Right, the Shema Yesh Behem Shelo Haya Bashir. Maybe some of it doesn't have the shear. V'im Iefshar LaHafrish Chalav Ode Isa. But if it's impossible to do that while there's still Isas, meaning like we, because you're too busy, you know, rushing to flatten them out and get them in the oven. If they have a Hirus, right, because you're in a rush, Yafrishena Achar Afia. You should separate it after Afia, after the baking process. Miyad Sheyitin Kol Hamatzos Basal. You put all the matzos in a basket. Basal Mitzar from Lachala. And the sal joins him together for challah, v'zeu aderech hayoser nachon. And that is the most appropriate way to do it. Now, why do I need to do that? Why do I need to put them all in a basket? Why can't I just say, well, it's all in the room, right? It's all okay, but it's all in the room. Why do I need to put them separate in the basket? It sounds like he's saying, well, because if any of them are in baskets, they need to be, that's necessary, they'd be considered to be separate. Now the Ramah gets into what happens if you forget to. So the Mishnah Berurah are on the bottom, two important Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkatan Vav on the bottom, he says, Achar fia miyad sheyitain, v'af b'chalas chutzlaretz kein. This even applies in chalas chutzlaretz, meaning because as soon as we finish this, it's a little section, we say, so how could we allow the Tevel system? So one could quickly say, well, maybe chutzlaretz is different. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even chutzlaretz, we're going to be makbid on this. He says, and even though in chutzlaretz we eat v'holich and leave off a little bit of challah, haynu bi'isa achas gedola. This is in one big thing of dough. What's he talking about here? So what he's talking about is something we sort of glanced over before. In Hilchos Challah. So if we go forward, I don't remember what order I put them in the source sheet, but there is another page of Shulchan Aruch that has Shin Chav Gimel and Shin Chav Dalet on it.
It's probably page 10.
Makes sense, yeah.
Page 10 has Shin Chav Dalet in the middle.
Right. So Shin Chav Gimel was one sif. Shin Chav Gimel was the sort of the large dissertation on Chalas Chutz La'aretz. And remember there, how do we learn about Chalas Chutz La'aretz? Well, there was this halacha that if you realize Friday night that you're about to cut the Chalas, and all of a sudden the person who made the Chalas says, "Oy Gevalt, I forgot to be Mafresh Chalas," right? So what do we do? So the halacha is, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat the Chalas, and leave some over at the end, which you'll use to be mafresh later. Right? So wait a second. How is that okay? Right? You're not being mafresh, min hamukaf. Right? Because a large percentage of what you're being mafresh from no longer exists. It's in your stomach at that point. Right? So it's no longer min hamukaf. So, right, the Shulchan Aruch here says, V'im b'mishum kohen, right? Hamisaye b'masnusav shehu aser v'imratzo lechol tchila v'acher kach yafish hachala b'chutz laretz mutter v'ish ein ikra elam midivrem. But the whole thing is only in the rabbanon, therefore it's going to be okay. Comes the Rama here and adds in v'tzarch l'shayir ma'at yosir mishir chala shemafrish k'dei shehi shiyarim b'shash shemafrish. So that when you separate at the end, you'll separate. You'll have what to separate from. This is v'dafka. The Rama then says l'isa shenischayiv im chalazu yochul lifter shlomin hamukaf. Aval isa sheni lusha bifnei atzma ein mafrishin chala mi isa acheres shalomina mukaf. He says this only works though if it's all from one isa. It's all from one thing of dough, right? This whole discussion that we've been having is when it's multiple things of dough. Comes the Rama here and says this thing that you can pull off a little bit of challah, leave a little bit at the end in order to be mafresh challah, that's only if it's from one thing of dough. But if it's from two pieces of dough, if it's from two doughs that have been made, so it doesn't work, right? So if I have two challahs in front of me and they are from different doughs, and I say, gewalt, I didn't take off challah. Say, oh, okay, we'll have the other challah. No, I didn't take off challah from the other challah either, right? You would actually have to leave off a little piece of both at the end in order for that hafrasha to work. Why? Because it needs to be mina mukaf. In this case, even though they're touching one another, right? Even though you got them right there, right? It's still not going to be sufficient, right? Because we take the hakafa seriously. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. And so even in Chutz La'aretz, where that whole discussion is about, right? Still, that's only if you have one thing of dough. Right back in the Mishnah Berurah, Gedola Afal Gavshin Slacha Achar Kach Right LeKamaki Karos. It was separated later on into many roles. Kivan She Tchilasan Hayu Mechubarim, because originally they were connected together. Miisa Achas He Kilu Bechutz La'aretz Lo Beina Mukaf Mechubar B'Shas Afrasha. As opposed to here, She Im Isos Mechulakos. Right, by Matzah, by definition, they're from multiple Isos. Right, they're from multiple collections. Even though they were put together in a basket for a minute, connected in order to eat before hafrasha. Because it's not from one isa, and therefore they all actually have to be actually together. So now we're back with our problem. Okay, well, wait a second. So how can we be mafrish from the freezer onto the fridge? Now, the next Mishnah Berurah also, Besal, he paskins, that's where he paskins like the grah. He says, V'im sal gadol, it happens to be a really big basket. So the next page of Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech lekarvam sheyigu zeh bezeh. Right, you have to have them close together so that they'll touch one another. Achein im yish b'chol isa shir chala, but if you have in each isa a shir chala, the psak haramal lekame the ain tzarech tzir of sal hua din negiya lahadade. That would be the same thing with them touching one another. Lo tzarech bein kashay munachim b'sal bein kashay munachim b'vayis the vayis b'tzarfen, that the house would join one another. V'yachol hafrish mizal zeh b'zeh udafka, where they're placed without kalim. But if they are kalim, and then it continues on, if they are kalim, so then you have a problem. You have to be mafrish them. They have to be either next to each other, or you have to be mafrish them individually. Okay, so that this is, I think, the biggest challenge to the tevel system that we have so far. Now, it could be, again, that we be makel, that maybe in Chutz La'aretz there might be a way to be makel, and this whole thing is in Chutz La'aretz, but it's a little problematic based on that Mishnah Berurah that we read. So how does that process get defended? So Emir Tzeshem will do it in the next shir, which I'm not sure when it's going to be. We have a wedding in Lakewood next Monday night. Again, the first wedding I'm ever going to where I'm older than the Kala's father. I think. Maybe he might be older than me, actually. I think Chava's older than the Kala's mother. I think the Kala's father is older than me. But yeah, so that's next Monday night. Maybe we'll do Tuesday. I'm not sure. If not next week, then the week after. Mir Tashem will try to resolve this Tevel system issue. Okay? All right, let me put the...